Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
High atop the San Francisco skyline, this is the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, Damon Bruce.
All right, we got 12 lit blinking lines. Lots of people want to talk, and we'll get to you in just a second. We've got Mike Sando from ESPN joining us here. It's good to have him on a day where we've got an awful lot of NFL news, and honestly, coaching searches seems like below the fold news right now. With the news, the Los Angeles Rams have just been reborn. They've been voted 30-2 to relocate to L.A. With the caveat, the San Diego Chargers have a year to join them. And then if they don't, the Raiders would have the option to possibly reapply for relocation and be the second team there, which means this isn't over yet, which means I hate today with a flaming white-hot passion.
And this is all for the Inglewood Stadium. Carson Stadium seems to be
done.
Completely done.
Dead.
That's dead in the water.
Jason Lockenfora just tweeted, spoke with some people who are within proximity of Mark Davis as the team's exited, said he looked visibly upset with the outcome. So, what, he can't wait to take the money he still doesn't have to build a stadium in Oakland? By the way, if he only gets $100 more, that means he's $300 million short still. We have Roger Goodell about to take the podium up here. We've got limbo is what we've got. This whole thing still feels like it's in limbo. Mike Sando is the closest guest we have to the word limbo. Mike Sando here on 95.7 The Game. Mike, am I misinterpreting anything here, or is this conversation officially still not exactly all the way over and L.A. could still very well have two teams fighting for it for another calendar year?
I don't think it's going to be that much of a fight. I have felt like it was going to be, been saying this for a long time, that it was going to be the Rams and the Chargers down there on this theory. The theory was that the Chargers are already there. I mean, they already sort of have this kind of unofficial claim to Southern California market because they're in San Diego. It's very close. And then I thought there was no question that Stan Kroenke, because of his means as the Rams owner and how wealthy he is, the Walmart connections and all that, you know, would be the big money power player who would find a way to get into that market. And so that, I think that's what's going to happen. I would think that San Diego, I don't think the Raiders are going there. Just off of this.
Well, I hope you're right. But Bart Hubbich, who writes for, I think, the New York Daily News, just wrote, Giants co-owner Steve Tisch just said, quote, it's unlikely the Chargers will play in L.A. in 2016. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah, well, 2016 is the next season. So, this stuff's all coming down like in the last 10 minutes. I think we're going to need some time to sort of synthesize it and see what, the official word is, and you said Goodell is speaking right now. So
absolutely not. I want you to interpret all of this in real time, Mike.
I don't
know that.
Be too definitive on it, but that's just, I have felt like it just made sense to me that Rams and Chargers would be the two teams down there. So we'll see if that's different in the future, and we'll see also what the details are. I mean, I wasn't in that room.
Well, let's talk about more things we don't exactly know all about, and that is this coaching search. Why is Hugh Jackson's everybody's like number one name on the board, and then when they sit down to talk to him, he either doesn't get hired or he gets taken off the board?
I think Hugh is an aggressive personality and probably isn't the flavor for everybody. I think he'll be great for somebody, but Hugh's not going to pull any punches. He's going to tell you what he thinks, and he's a little bit of he's a very, very strong candidate from a football standpoint because he has extensive background at a lot of different positions. And so, you know, when you get into kind of the technical football side of it, there's not a lot of guys who really, really know the running game and really, really know the quarterback passing game. And he's somebody who does. I mean, he's really regarded as a really smart schemer. But he does have, you know, I think he does have an aggressive personality. I think that's probably, you know, part of it, just the fit, you know, with just depending what people are looking for.
Is Tom Coughlin a serious candidate now to come to the West Coast? I could see how he would take the job in Philly almost out of spite if he were really offered it to him. But yeah. San Francisco feels a long way away from his family, his home.
Yeah.
And how much real interest would the 49ers have in a guy where even if he was successful, longevity just doesn't feel like an option?
Yeah, it's a great question, but I don't know that we can always just apply straight logic to, you know, to the situation, you know, with the 49ers in their current state. I really don't know what road they're going to go down. I mean, if you had told me, you know, 3 years ago, that Jim Tom Sula was going to replace Jim Harbaugh, I mean, you wouldn't have thought that was necessarily going to happen. So we will see. I think with Coughlin, he's interesting to me because when you look at, like, take a look at the Giants and even to some extent the Eagles over a number of years, have gotten credit at times for being stable organizations, but, you know, they were stable when they had Tom Coughlin and Andy Reid. You know, those were the guys who, like, helped make them stable. So for the 49ers, given their state that they're in, I mean, and then also given the fact that really Tom Coughlin is the opposite of Jim Tom Sula, right? And usually the pendulum swings on these hires. You'd be going from someone who's never been an NFL head coach to someone who has the maximum amount of experience, and also would be going from, you know, one great city to another, even though it's New Jersey to Santa Clara, it's New York to San Francisco. So I'm interested to see how that plays out. I think Coughlin coming to the 49ers situation would be interesting.
It would be. I mean, and Chip Kelly, this is where we'll wrap up today. A guy who I thought would have a job by now isn't even getting interviews anymore. What did he do?
Yeah. Well, there could be some of the some of the personal style could be part of that, and then also the way it ended there, you know, with that team really falling apart. You also don't know what are Chip Kelly's demands. Is he going places now, wanting to be the, you know, the personnel guru and have full control? You know, are people going to give that to him now that he's, you know, coming off of a tough season when the personnel moves went wrong? And where's he going to end up? You know, does he want to be, you know, back at the college game at any time? I think there's questions with him.
Always appreciate you answering our questions, Mike. Thanks very much. And we'll see you during Super Bowl week in a short amount of time. Thanks so much.
Yeah. And don't forget this. The NFC West trips just got shorter. And there won't be those 10 a.m. starts on the West Coast. So I think that's very good for the 49ers.
That is good for the Niners. And look, Northern California, Southern California rivalry is always good for business. Yeah. No doubt about it. Thank you very much.
All right,
he is Mike Sando. Good to have him on here. By the way, Roger Goodell is having a press conference along with Bob McNair, who owns the Texans, and I think I saw Art Rooney up there. He owns the Pittsburgh Steelers. Those two guys were sitting on the relocation committee, and Roger Goodell just confirmed the Raiders will have a chance to move to Los Angeles if the Chargers do not.
Yes.
Oh, God, oh, freaking mighty.
So this could go on for a whole nother year.
This could go on for a whole nother year, especially with the other piece of news that Bart Hubbage said, Giants owner Steve Tisch, partial owner said, oh, by the way, here's Dean Spanos. Can we go up here? Dean Spanos on NFL Network right now.
An assistance in the event there is a potential solution that can be placed before voters in San Diego. I will be working over the next several weeks to explore these options that we have now created for ourselves to determine the best path forward for the Chargers. Thank you.
All right. We didn't get all of that, obviously, but here's how it sounds to me. Oh, Mark Davis coming to the podium.
This is not a win for the Raiders today, but at the same time, I'm really happy for Stan Kroenke and the Rams going to Inglewood. I want to congratulate the mayor of Englewood, Mayor Butts. He's a good friend of mine. And we'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home. And that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, don't feel bad. We'll get it right. All right. Thank you very much. And congratulations, fam.
All right, what the hell was that, Mark Davis? It didn't say Oakland, we're coming home. Oakland, we're staying. The search for the next Raider home continues on a day where Los Angeles is awarded to the Rams.
Find us a home is exactly what he said.
Find us a home.
Search is on. San Antonio?
Is there a single moment where the Raider Nation isn't being kicked in the nuts here? That's unbelievable. Can we go ahead and cut that rather large piece of sound from Mark Davis? I can't help but notice that Mark Davis basically went out of his way to refuse to use. He did not use the word Oakland.
No, he said Raider Nation, and he started with, this is not a win for Raider Nation.
It's not a win. You don't win anything, I guess. Unbelievable. Mark Davis just told you it's not a win, and he just talked about the Raiders' future and did not use the city of Oakland in his 90-second-long speech. So the NFL left the door wide open. It sounded like Dean Spanos was basically saying, so we really don't want to be co-tenants with Stan Kroenke. We're going to go back to San Diego, see if maybe we can work something out there. We've got now options. Let's see if we can figure the San Diego thing out after all. And if they do, Mark Davis is taking the Raiders to Los Angeles. Un-freaking believable. Unbelievable. The vote that was supposed to close the door on this issue essentially just reopened the issue for a solid calendar year. Shoot me now. Serenity now! Wow. Wow. Because guess what? Even with $100 million more approved by the NFL, if the Raiders stay, that's still not enough money to get what they need done. The Raiders are $400 million away from getting it done. And $100 million more leaves you $300 million still short. Is Goodell coming up to the podium one last time here? No, now they're bringing Dean Spanos back up. Let's go.
That you will try to remain in San Diego?
You know, I'm going to take a day off tomorrow, I think, but this has really been excruciating, I'm sure, for everyone. But, you know, I'm going to look at all our options. I'm going to take a little bit of time here, but, you know, we do have some options, so... you know, it's very difficult to say right now I'm going to do this or do that.
We'll go with Sam Farmer all the time.
Roger, the 21-year odyssey here, and you worked on Los Angeles long before you were commissioner. Why now? What was it about Englewood that made the iron hot? Why does it get done now?
Well, I've often said over those 21 years that what we need is a great facility, Sam. I think the reason why the two teams left for the large part in the 90s, the Rams and the Raiders, was because they didn't have an adequate stadium. We were unsuccessful, as you know, for many years in trying to get something done that would meet the standards of what we expect for L.A., what the entertainment of the capital of the world expects and what we want to deliver to our fans in Los Angeles. I think what happened over the last year is we had two outstanding opportunities. Both of these stadium projects were extraordinary. It was a difficult decision for the ownership, but we also realized this was our opportunity. If we had three teams that were eligible to be able to make the relocation, that had invested a great deal of time, resources, energy, emotion. We had communities that we were working to try to see if we could solve those issues in each of the home markets and the incumbent markets. We were unsuccessful in doing that. And this was an opportunity, I think, for the ownership to re-enter the Los Angeles market, returning the Rams to their home market, and with a project that we think is going to change, frankly, not just NFL stadiums and NFL complexes, but I think sports complexes around the world. I think this is going to be one of the greatest complexes in the world. And I think it's part of Stan's vision, and I think the ownership supported that.
Frank St. Louis. Frank Cusimano, KSDK. Stan, what do you say to the people in your home state who supported your football team quite well over 21 years, despite a below-average product and despite no communication from you over the last 4 years? What do you say to the people in St. Louis?
Frank, how are you today? It's good to see you.
Well, this is Kroenke,
you know,
speaking.
Frank, I've been open about this process. This thing, what has happened here has gone on since 2002. Let's be fair. I understand the emotional argument. I said that earlier. But it's not something that you want to do. It's when you have a history of and a lease that was
okay. Stan Kroenke is putting me to sleep. Let's just forget Stan Kroenke. I want to play for you one more time what Mark Davis just said. Mark Davis, tell us about the future of your Raiders without using a single city's name in your diatribe.
We'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home, and that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, Don't feel bad. We'll get it right.
All right. Thanks a lot, Mark. Couldn't even muster Oakland. We're coming home. No? This is not a win for the Raider Nation?
I think that's the most important thing. I mean, clearly he does not want to be here. It's so obvious.
Wow. On a day we thought we'd get a little conclusion, really, what we have here is the biggest screw you to the city of Oakland, maybe in Raider history. Wow. Wow. So, you know, here we go. We got Stan Kroenke prowling. He just said this has been going on since 2002. It's 2016. 14 years. And guess what? We still got another year to wait before this thing's figured out. You know what? I hate Los Angeles. God.
Kroenke, obviously the biggest winner today. Obviously. Oh, got everything he wanted. Inglewood, L.A.
Everything he wanted.
Yep.
And you know what? Dean Spanos looks bitter and pissed off as hell and the kind of guy who will happily rebuild the bridges he burnt on the way out of San Diego to now. Basically, I can see Dean Spanos going straight into screw you guys, I'm going home mode.
And I think San Diego will be happy to have the Chargers back.
Hell yeah. Meanwhile, that opens the door for Mark Davis to go to L.A. Mark Davis, I swear to God, if you say the word San Antonio in the next 24 hours, you better be talking about the Spurs, USOB. I mean it. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Lord.
And we thought we had that little win when they pulled the relocation. Just a little nugget there.
Huh. Roger Goodell. Here's what he had to say about all this just a few minutes ago.
This agreement also allows the Chargers to relocate to Los Angeles as well. If they do not exercise that option, the Raiders would have the option also to move to Los Angeles or to move to Los Angeles with the Rams.
Yeah, I mean, who's better with options than Mark Davis? Wow. So there you go. There you go. I'll tell you what, don't ever, 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 ever take Mark Davis at face value ever again. If you do, you're a fanboy sucker of the first degree. I want to stay in Oakland. You were invited to stay in Oakland. We're going to find the best solution for the Raiders.
One more time. Give it to me. Give me the whole bite. Give me where he starts off with, this is not good news for Raider Nation. That's what I want. That's the bit. That's the sexy soundbite. Let's find that. We'll have that. Here's what he said again. Give it to me.
We'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home. And that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, don't feel bad. We'll get it right.
You just got Tuck ruled. You just got Tuck ruled, Raider Nation, by your owner. Your owner just Tuck ruled you. Wow. The blind leading the blind, leading the can't afford to be here. I mean, come on. Thank God Joe Lacob bought the Warriors, or that if Chris Cohan were still in the mix, we'd be talking about Cohan, Mark Davis, and the Fisher and Lou Wolf connection. What if the, how about this? Let's say St. Louis is like, you know what? We still really want an NFL team. We're building a damn stadium. What do you think of that, Mark Davis? You know how your city can't approve any funds, and even with extra funds, you still don't have enough funds to do what you want? Why don't you come to St. Louis? We'll paint the arch silver and black. Hell, it's already silver. Oh, man. I mean, this is just pretty remarkable. So not only do you have zero conclusion, but you've just been invited to think about this for another full calendar year, knowing that it's not even your own owner's Choose Your Own Adventure book that he's reading. He is going to file the, he'll follow the chapters Dean Spanos tells him to read. Oh, man.
It's like
sell.
A third wheel.
You know, Mark Davis, sell. It's time for you to sell, Mark Davis. Sell the damn team. You can't sit at a table like this. Damon, don't you think it's stupid of Spanos to turn down gobs and gobs of money and return to San Diego with his tail between his legs, George and Clayton? No. The San Diego Chargers are worth more. Look. Everybody in the room but Mark Davis was wealthy a billion times over to begin with. How much more wealthier do you need to be? You don't even understand how the ultra wealthy will do a lot out of nothing but spite motivating them. Dean Spanos, who thought that he had the clearest, most greased up, easiest track to L.A., was just shot down, basically. The stadium he wanted and now the partner he didn't want is what's waiting for him. Look, next time you're at a Raider town hall meeting and you're giving Mark Davis a standing ovation, ask yourself, am I Dr. Death? Am I a douchebag too? Not a single round of applause should ever be thrown in Mark Davis's direction again until the construction on a new stadium in Oakland has begun. And wow. Holy mackerel. Needless to say, we got a couple interested callers on this. We're going to get to it in a second. Stay where you are. No Tuesday trifecta today. It never ends, Raider fans. It never, ever ends. This is the Damon Bruce Show.
Show on 95.7 The Game. We're back with the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
This is not a win for the Raiders today, but at the same time, I'm really happy for Stan Kroenke and the Rams going to Inglewood. I want to congratulate the mayor of Inglewood, Mayor Butts. He's a good friend of mine. And we'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home, and that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, Don't feel bad. We'll get it right.
They have a home. It's the Oakland County Coliseum. And he didn't use the word Oakland there. Mark Davis just refused. And he, look at it this way. There's no doubt in my mind that he went way out of his way to not use the word Oakland right there. He's talking about the future of the Raiders. And he basically let you know that the future of the Raiders does not lie in Oakland. I mean, that's unbelievable right there. That is unbelievable. Let's go to Ken calling from Hollywood. How are you, Ken?
Oh, Damon?
Yes.
Hey, first-time caller. I'm just a long-time fan of you guys up in the Bay Area. I still listen to that 11/21/2014 show of the post-Chiefs game with the remixes of the six-step histrionic handshake, I believe it was.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, that's one of my favorite moments ever.
Game of Thrones stuff that you guys did. Anyways, you guys are awesome. And if I ever see Goulet running around here in Los Angeles, I'll make sure to tell
thank you.
Him
enough pleasantries. Let's get into it. We got breaking news. Breaking news. Enough memories. What do you got?
All right. I just want to say this. I think that Mark, with this whole situation right now, he just better ask Goodell to cut that $100 million check right away and go buy a bunch of Powerball tickets ASAP before 7 p.m. tomorrow. That's the only option.
Thank you for your call. Let's have some adult conversation in here. Royce, Redwood City. What's up, Royce?
See, at first, I was calling to say how happy I was that we're going to go to L.A. and just take over the Coliseum with all those Chargers fans being whining and crying. But now I'm pissed off. Bruce, this is nothing. This is no solution. As an adult, as a man, you want to know a yes, no. You want to know what's right, what's wrong, yes, no. And this guy just told us, no, I don't like you guys. You guys suck. I want to go somewhere else. And it pisses me off.
Yeah, I mean, you're all invited to spend another year in fan purgatory, and you won't be released by you won't be released from purgatory due to your own owner's abilities and wishes. You are still dependent on the Chargers than you are. Dean Spanos might as well buy the damn Raiders, too, because he has more to say about their future than Mark Davis does.
And honestly, if you really think about it, tomorrow night, there's going to be some American who's going to be worth more than Mark Davis. Okay, that's our owner, okay? We need someone who can step to the plate, make decisions, who can be a real face, a real man. Not some clown who got his daddy's team and doesn't know how to run it. We need a professional owner, someone who's been there, done that, who has real money.
Thank you for the call. Yeah, this is you should not own a yacht if you're worried about how much paying for the slip costs. Chase in San Diego. How are you, Chase?
Damon, thanks for taking my call.
Yeah.
There are a couple points I want to make. One of them is just kind of a bummer overall that, you know, we got to, who knows, wait another year or two to really figure out what's going to happen. But one of the things that I read into with that is, you know, there could be stuff going on behind the scenes, and it might be an absolute, you know. The city of Oakland might have told Mark, look, man, we're never going to have the funds to help you. And because Mark doesn't have, right, the same kind of liquid cash that the other owners have, if Mark had a billion, he would build a stadium there. But he doesn't have that. So now his only hope is that he can sell a part of the team to someone who can help finance that plan. But no one in their right mind would want to finance a plan in Oakland just because of the market.
There's no single investor. First of all, you will make a lot of money in Oakland. You'll make a lot of money anywhere you have an NFL team. NFL teams are not unprofitable unless they're run poorly, which Mark Davis has run this team poorly. And you could say the sins of his father are being paid a little bit by the son in this case. But look, he can't afford it. And there's no way anyone with more juice than Mark Davis is going to come in for anything less than 51%. You know, I'm going to be the guy with enough money to save you, but you're still in charge? That's not the way businessmen work. It's time for Mark Davis to sell the Raiders. The Davis family has officially now run its course in the NFL, as far as I'm concerned. This is ridiculous.
Would you call it a win for the Oakland Raiders, Mark? Is this a win for the fan base today? Are you feeling like a winner, everybody in Oakland? How do you feel, Mark? Really, is this a win? God. Let's go to Andre. Andre, what's going on?
Hey, Damon, man, I really appreciate you venting for true Raider fans. Mark Davis, you need to sell the team. I am so glad you didn't get L.A., which you wanted, and the San Diego Chargers are going to move in there. And I'm so glad that Mark Davis, you didn't get L.A. like you wanted. Now you're going to go ahead and sign that one-year lease in Oakland, and now you're going to have to kiss up to the Oakland fans. But listen, buddy, you need to invest. Open the door. Get some new blood in there. It's time for Mark Davis to sell more 60% of the team, and you just get your luxury box, and you sit there and applaud the flame of Al Davis there in Oakland Coliseum, and you do that for this last year for us Raider fans. But get out, Mark Davis. It's time for you to go. And you Oakland A's owners, you Oakland A's owners, you need to get out of Oakland, build that stadium, and get it done. You can build a stadium in San Jose. You can build a stadium in Oakland. A's, Oakland A's, get out of Oakland. Move them downtown. Get rid of the Coliseum. Tear it down. Thank you so much, Damon Bruce.
Appreciate it. Larry in San Francisco, what's going on, Larry?
Well, I come from Kansas City in the 60s, okay, and I hated the Raiders. Then I moved out here. My parents came out here when I was 21. I learned to love Madden and the Raiders. They absolutely betrayed us by going to Oakland or to L.A. in 84. And, you know, now it's 30 years later, they're pulling the same kind of crap. And all I'm going to say is this. The A's belong in a downtown stadium somewhere. The Raiders belong in a downtown stadium somewhere. You know, and I agree that Mark Davis has to sell this team to, you know, and Larry, I'm thinking Larry Ellison might want to buy a property like this because it is a gold mine down the road.
I appreciate it. Now, thank you very much again. Larry Ellison isn't coming in as a partial owner. He's buying the whole thing or he doesn't want anything. From the text line, from Jorge and Clayton, Damon, this reeks to me as a leverage play. If Spanos commits now, he screws Davis's leverage to negotiate with Oakland. Another person was like, it was brilliant that Mark didn't say Oakland. It puts the pressure on Oakland. There's no pressure to put on Oakland. Oakland's broke. There's no pressure. Oakland will not solve this issue, okay? It's not going to. It's going to take dollars and rich men and women to solve this issue. The city's not going to come and help itself or help this here. But one is up here. I mean, this reeks to me of a leverage play. If Spanos commits now, he screws Davis's leverage to negotiate with Oakland. Delaying keeps Davis with the leverage. Nah. Dean Spanos didn't look like he was. Dean Spanos, I think, is done with this. Dean Spanos looked like he was pissed. Very pissed. And I don't think he's sitting around doing anything to help the Raiders now. They were going to help the Raiders if the two of them were moving to Carson. That's not happening. The Raider-Charger partnership no longer exists. As a matter of fact, the only thing that means anything is if the Chargers don't move to L.A. in the next year, the Raiders can. David in Walnut Creek.
Hey, Damon. How you doing?
Doing well.
So my thoughts are, you know, we got two guys down there who are arguing over two different stadium plans. They can't make it work. So San Diego is a little mad, right? They wanted to be in one place. And St. Louis gets what they want. They're going to go to Inglewood. And Carson is out, so those two owners are now a little miffed. The one is, right, San Diego. So I have a couple of questions. One, for me, I'm wondering two things. One, is the NFL trying to give San Diego a second to think about it? And, you know, obviously their fan base,
look, I mean, I wasn't in the room and I can only speculate, but here's how I think the whole thing went down. The NFL basically says, It's going to be the Rams to Inglewood. Dean Spanos, you want in? Dean's like, let me think about it. Because I don't want in on that. But give me a little time to think about it. And while he thinks about it, it's just going to piss him off more and more and more and more and more. Because remember, this whole time, he was the one definitely going. Like, Rams, question mark, Raiders, question mark, Chargers, first class ticket to L.A. Now they've got a second class ticket to L.A. And they're going to go and say, do I want to be renting in L.A. as a second class citizen? Or should we figure out a way to be the only team in San Diego? I'd rather be the only team in San Diego than the second team in Los Angeles. And if I'm Dean Spanos, you're probably agreeing with me. Idris Hayward, what's going on?
Hey, how's it going, man? I'm a diehard Niner fan, and I actually didn't want to see the Raiders go because, you know, between arguing with the clowns, and Niner fans are clowns too, but I think Jed York for 1 second really just felt like, damn, I may not be the most hated owner in the Bay Area for a split second, because he's a clown, but at least he wants to keep the team. I heard that stuff. He played on the radio, and I was like, wow, he really wants to go to L.A. But either way it goes, hopefully the Raiders can work something out, and yeah, that's all I got for you. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Larry Taxi here in the city. Larry.
Hey, Damon, I cannot believe what I just heard from Mark Davis. I mean, the guy is a freaking comedian. He sounds like Larry David, but let me tell you, between me and you, he is not my Caucasian. And let me say this, that, you know, Oakland, I've been living here a while, and, you know, between the old politicians and Libby Schaaf, Liberty can't even open a can of fruit cocktail, let alone a stadium site. So, you know, I don't know how long this is going to go on, Damon, but it seems like forever. It's an episode that never ends.
Well, I guess what bothers me the most is that the Raiders are still completely dependent on someone else deciding their fate for them. The Raiders are completely dependent on Dean Spanos and the Chargers deciding what they want to do before Mark Davis is even going to have a direction to go in. Man. You got to be kidding me. When we come on back, it'll be for our final segment of the day. I'm sure Chris Townsend is going to take this deep into the night. Zachariah, is he around? I don't know what's coming up next, but I'm sure this is going to be the topic between now and, when the Raiders leave Oakland, which, you know, what isn't going to happen, is still going to happen, could happen a year from now, could happen before a year from. Good Lord. If the NFL thought that today should end with a little peace, this isn't peace. This is still pieces everywhere. Stick around. One more segment coming up next here on 95.7 The Game.
The Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game. Now, back to the Damon Bruce Show on 95.7 The Game.
This is not a win for the Raiders today, but at the same time, I'm really happy for Stan Kroenke and the Rams going to Inglewood. I want to congratulate the mayor of Inglewood, Mayor Butts. He's a good friend of mine. And we'll see where the Raider Nation ends up here. We'll be working really hard to find us a home. And that's what we're looking for. And so for our fans and everything else, don't feel bad. We'll get it right.
And after that, Mark Davis was sent back to Chuck E. Cheese to go play whack-a-mole while the other adults in the room decided his own fate. I mean, what a shame. Zachariah is coming up next with Chris Townsend. I think you got plenty to talk about.
Yeah, 7 to 11. We'll continue to take your call, so if you're on hold, stay there. We also have Kevin Baxter, LA Times sports writer. How perfect is that the mayor is, what was it, Kevin Butts?
Yeah.
Yeah. How perfect, because this whole thing seems like an SNL skit. And I was with you. As you were reacting and getting angry about there not being some finality to all this, I had the same exact feeling, because who knows what's going to happen in San Diego. And you know, if San Diego stays down there, Mark Davis is on the next thing smoking. So we have a whole another 365 days of having no idea where the Raiders are going to play. And I was with you in the jubilation when we thought they were going to actually be here.
It was unbelievable.
Anyways,
really,
you got calls.
Thank you very much. You got a show. It's coming up next. Stick around for Zachariah and Towney. This is, we're just going to try and squeeze in as many calls as we can. You want to go ahead and kiss up to your owner. I know Raider fans just think that Mark Davis and the ground he walks on is some sort of a very special place, and I'm just telling you, there ain't anything very special about him. It's just, wow. Jeez. I think it's just a shame. You can actually hear him smiling when he's like, it's not a win for us.
This is not a win for the Raiders today.
And then he goes right on to kiss Stan Kroenke's ass. Yeah, I'm so happy for Stan. Why are you so happy for Stan? He just kicked your big plans in the nuts. Let's go to Robert and Tracy. How are you, Robert?
I tell you what, Damon, I became a Patriots fan, like I told you before, in 84 because of the same crap his dad pulled. And he's never going to be faithful to his fans. You guys want a faithful team. Not that I'm recruiting to the Patriots, but go find somebody else, because that's about one disappointment after another for you.
I appreciate the call. Thank you. We're not recruiting for the Patriots, though. Not on this program. Thank you very much. How about this? This is the best text of the day from a guy named Harry in Fremont. Damon, I'm from St. Louis, but I recently moved to Fremont. Did I just lose two NFL teams at the same time? I don't know. Maybe. We'll have to ask Dean Spanos and the Chargers for the answer on the Raiders. That's all you need to know, Raiders fan. Did you ever think yourself beholden to the San Diego Chargers? I mean, when I looked at NFL pecking order, I always had the Chargers under the Raiders. Mark Davis is Dean Spanos' hooker. He'll do whatever he says to do. I mean, it's Dean is the sugar daddy. And Mark will show up or check into this hotel or not check into that hotel. I mean, come on. Mark, I want you to flip over. Yeah, Dean. You like what you see? I'm not a Raider fan, and I'm deeply offended by this. You, if you're a Raider fan, not deeply offended that you are subservient to the Chargers, get out of here. Do the Bloods ask the Crips for anything? Isn't this a division rival? Isn't this like a serious blood feud? Dean Spanos has more control over the Raiders' future than Mark Davis has tonight. Jose in Fremont, what do you got, Jose?
Mr. Bruce, you got to let me vent on some of these fans calling you, man. You got one fan that wants to compare. I mean, don't get me wrong. Mark looks like a clown right now. But your Niner fans, your clown already took your guys out of Frisco, which is blasphemous.
Look, don't measure yourself against anyone. You're in back of the line for the Chargers. You're the Chargers' caboose. Don't get cocky tonight.
No, nobody is. Don't get me wrong, but they got nowhere to talk either. But you know what? This is not a victory at all. If he means keeping the Raiders in NorCal one more year, hey, we'll take it as fans. It's nothing we can do, bro. We're just fans. We're going to pay the money. They know that. People are going to pay this. And then the guy that said that nobody wants to go to Oakland, you're crazy. Oakland's good prime real estate. Oakland is not the old Oakland everybody thinks it is.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, to me, Oakland is about to be Brooklyn, according to the New York Times, right? I mean, isn't Oakland about to be Brooklyn? That's what I keep on hearing. The price of real estate's going up over there. We're watching the Silicon Valley creep up both sides of the Bay Area. Oakland's future should be a lot brighter than it looks right now. And I think the future gets brighter the minute you got teams staying. We still don't know what's going on with the Raiders.
I'm really happy for Stan Kroenke.
Draw me like one of your French girls, Stan. Let's go to Robbie, Walnut Creek.
Damon, how's it going?
What's up?
Hey, so the Oakland Raiders, they got a perfect place to move right in their own backyard. All they got to do is move to Dublin, right in the old fairgrounds where all the freeways meet. Everyone can be happy.
I don't know if you have Dean Spanos' permission to do anything yet. I don't want another single new idea from a Raider fan for a Raider fan for the Raider future. I don't want to hear about the location you've picked out that'll solve the problems. I don't. I have no more time for this nonsense. I got an idea. It doesn't matter what our ideas are. Mark Davis has still got 1 foot out of the car looking for a new place to walk. He needs to sell the team. He needs, the only way I think he secures his father's legacy is to get the hell out of the way. All you can do is apparently nothing. He's not rich enough to do this. You're sitting in a section of the casino you cannot afford to be in, sir. He flew Southwest to the owners' meetings. He flew Southwest to the owners' meetings. This isn't like, oh, Sam Walton drove that Chevy truck till the day he died. No, he flew Southwest to the owners' meetings because United charged $44 more. Bill out in traffic. What's up, Bill? You didn't turn your radio down, Bill. Shame. Just shame. Give this. This isn't for you, Bill. This is for Mark Davis.
Shame. Shame. Shame.
Any town hall meeting the Raiders have going forward that I'm not the host of is garbage. I demand to be the host of all Raider town hall meetings from now on. Bob in San Francisco. What do you got, Bob?
I can't believe this is happening, man. First off, anybody that wears his hair like he does, you got to take a second look at, right? Okay, and secondly, it makes you appreciate what his father did pre-LA and what, Eddie DiBartolo was able to do. But, those are golden times. I guess they're golden for a reason.
I guess so. Stay golden, pony boy. We had someone say that if the Raiders end up staying in Oakland, Mark Davis turns out to be like Tommy Boy at the end of the movie from the text line. Hey, Damon, is Mark Davis now the Tommy Boy? He's got the car on fire with a deer in it. Oh, man. So I thought that by the end of 7 o'clock tonight, we would have conclusion on relocation. And apparently, here is your update. The Raiders are still totally dependent on another NFL franchise to dictate their own future because their owner is incapable of dictating his own future. Have fun with that, Raider Nation. Thanks to Ian Rappaport, Scott Reed, Tony Bruno, Harrison Barnes, Mike Sando for joining us. If you're still on hold, stay right there. Chris Townsend and Zachariah coming up next with 4 more hours of You Got to Be Kidding Me. On the proud home of the Oakland for now Raiders, 95-7 the game. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, relocation really doesn't build character. It reveals it.
And like that, he's gone.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.